This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, to get caught up to where we're at today, for me to go over and do a overview over the last couple days is going to take a whole segment. So what I want to do is just go forward. Please download the podcast, check it out for yourself. But folks, what I want to do and what I've been talking about is the felons masquerading as mayors and sanctuary cities. Yesterday, we had actually found out that the laws that these mayors are violating makes them felons, and it's also interesting to note that they're responsible for citizenry. In other words, anybody that gets hurt under their watch and they're alluring these illegals into their prospective cities, they're accountable, and there's a consequence for them violating those laws. Matter of fact, they can go to prison for a long time, or it can even be their life in prison or their life at a hole, friends. Do check that out. But what we're going to talk about today is these felons that are masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities are talking about how they're keeping people safe. I mean, folks, you want to talk about just let me do the leading, let me do the thinking, let me tell you what the deal is, and you better fall in line, because if you don't, then we're going to ostracize you. Us corrupt actors called politicians that are committing the act of felonies against the people of these 50 states, this union in which we have that God has blessed so greatly. They just want you to follow along and just fall for everything they say and do, when in fact, folks, it's completely illegal. But let's talk about even these illegals that some of these mayors say contribute to a society. So I want to cover both of them, but in order to do that, I need to go back just a little bit, and I want you to listen carefully to this, okay? When you elect a community organizer from Chicago who's never qualified for the office that he's been entrusted to hold, who clearly hates America, who persecutes law-abiding citizens, and has done more for the illegals and the Islamic State than he has for America, it should be clear as to what America is dealing with. Okay, this was just back, friends, in 2016. But I want to go back again, and I want you to listen carefully, because what we're talking about now is how illegal citizens contribute to America, say they. Say those that hate America. Say those that are committing the act of felon. Those that are actually committing crime, which is a violation of law. Go to 1 John 3:4. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about in the New Testament. On November 6, 2016, the criminal and foreign agent in the People's White House, then Barack Hussein Obama, he exhibited his stance against America and her constitutional laws. Read Luke 3:19 when you get a moment. But while Barack and these mayors, in which we're highlighting and exposing today, are alluring illegals on American taxpayers' dime to your country, America, might I add, well, they endorsed the notion of the illegal aliens casting votes in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Now listen to this carefully, because this is leading up to and and it's giving you more of an exposition as I expound on the, well, let's say it again, friends, the expose and the uncovering of these criminals that call themselves mayors, again, masquerading as mayors. Millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, not illegal, they say, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, said he, are fearful of voting. An interview told the president, so I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us? Poor victims. They're here illegally, and here you have somebody called President Barack Hussein Obama back in 2016 saying and trying to create victim status out of these people that are here illegally. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come from my family and deport us? Of course, that's the purpose of those that are guarding our borders, right? Well, not true, Obama reassured. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you're a citizen yourself. He's making this, he's giving it a broad stroke, folks, saying it applies to everybody. Anybody can come into America and vote. And there's not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential. So at this point, what he's doing is he was alluring illegals to come into the United States, just like these mayors are, that are masquerading as mayors, when in fact they're committing the act of a felony. They're committing a felony, friends. Well, once again, the law stands as a stumbling block to these criminals, 1 Peter 2:8. See, because what they fail to share with the American people, and this is what I want to get to, that in order to vote, you must do so lawfully. And here's what is required in my state. A valid photo ID, such as a Minnesota driver's license, permit, or ID, or a receipt for any of these IDs. A valid student ID card that you have your picture can only be used if your college has given a student housing list to election officials, okay? A photo tribal ID card that shows your signature. This is applicable only to us that live here, friends, but not to foreigners, say these people. A registered voter reciting in your precinct to consign an oath confirming your address, an employee of your residential facility who can sign an oath to confirm your address. Again, this applies to us, but it doesn't apply to what they say are undocumented, okay? Undocumented citizens. Undocumented individuals coming into this country, undocumented aliens. But if you can provide one of the above, you can provide an expired photo ID. However, if you will do also need to bring, you do need to bring of residency, such a utility bill or rent statement dated within 30 days of election. Well, illegal aliens cannot and will not produce this, and these felons masquerading as mayors, along with the President of the United States, past friends, were sitting there telling these illegals to come in and don't worry about it, we got you covered. But what they're telling you, America, as citizens of this country, you have to produce one of these before you can even vote. So I got a question for you, America. Who's the problem concerning those that mean to establish a global system of government under the UN? You! They just told you once again. Now, illegal aliens cannot, and again, will not produce this because they can't. They can't give what they ain't got. But an illegal, if I might define the word, it means not legal. Common sense. Unlawful. Contrary to law. Illicit. As an illegal act, illegal trade, so on and so forth. Webster's 1820 dictionary. Well, now I've been blowing the trumpet for 8 years now, making Americans aware of the fact that if Obama had the support of the media and others like these felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities, well, they would want you to believe that everybody's following along in close pursuit when, in fact, it's, again, their tactic being exposed, causing the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And they want you to believe that they talk for the majority of the people when, in fact, they don't. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about how safe they really are.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we're asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, for what it's worth. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in felons' heads, folks, masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities or any other actor called a politician in the United States of America. Folks, we have been talking over the week. I love these themes when we get into them. Felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. I gave you their reprobate minds concerning how they were setting up the illegals that are coming into America as the victims and how they were to lure them in on the American people and the taxpayers' dime, friends. And interestingly enough, they contradict themselves at every step. And then they also talked about how they make the people safer and that they stand for the values of their prospective cities. When again, friends, this is a Saul Alinsky tactic. Cause the enemy to believe there's a lot more of them or of us than there really is. And what they want you to believe is that they speak for the majority of the people because the media is giving voice to them. And folks, don't give them time. Don't even shut the television off, really. Turn off the state-controlled narrative bought and paid for by the CIA. Shut it off and begin to do your own diligence and call these people out for who they really are. Because what we need to do, as the Lord asks in Psalm 94, is where are those that will stand up against the evil workers? Where are those that understand the power of God unto salvation by bearing the cross? Isaiah 56, because he said, blessed are the men and women that keep a judgment, for salvation is nigh unto them, liberation from bondage. And I just want to raise my hand and say, Lord, here am I. Isaiah 53. Send me, Lord God. And not because I want to be the player. It's just I want to respond to what I see very few responding to, because I want a future and a hope for our posterity. And remember, friends, our forefathers, when you read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States, it also talks about our posterity in there. It says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, the first thing they do, friends, is establish justice. And this is what the American people left off, because they've been dummied down through the school system in this country. And in, you can't blame anybody but yourselves for allowing them to do that. But they establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, the good of people. That didn't say anything about stealing from the guy that works and giving to those that don't, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our, guess what? Our posterity. And then it says, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. So it wasn't themselves that they were just looking out for. They were looking out for their posterity. As a matter of fact, I recollect, this comes to my aid right now, Thomas Paine, who rightly said, I believe it was Thomas Paine, and you can, I will stand corrected if I am incorrect, but he said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time. And now what you're hearing people in this country say is, you know, H-E double hockey sticks with the younger generation. Well, you've got it completely backwards. And keep in mind, they are a reflection of what the older generation has raised up. Luke 7:35, wisdom is justified by her children. But now getting back to the point here, friends, we need to understand that our posterity is in the mix. And that's why we respond to the call of God, friends. And so in exposing these felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities, you got to get their tactic, friends. A good cop understands the mind of the criminal. And you do it in a lawful way, not in an unlawful way. But I just got done sharing with you over the last 3 days quotes by these men, the last 2 days, forgive me, quotes by these criminals, and they are felons. And interesting to note, now we're talking about how all this ID is required to those that are citizens in the United States of America. But going back, we can see Barack Hussein Obama, that foreign agent sodomite criminal, which he is, friends, it's interesting to note he was alluring the illegals to come in to the United States of America without having to actually produce anything to vote. And it's not just voting, but that's to the extremity of what these people were doing. And that's why I wanted to highlight voting. But to me and you, it's applicable. We have to produce. It's like when you go to the TSA. Isn't it interesting how those foreigners, man, they can come into the United States of America if they're not shipped in by the DHS on the southern border. And don't forget about the northern border. But America, you better have your idea, and you better understand that you are subject to search through a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And you are accused of and suspect of as being a terrorist every time you go into the airport. But that doesn't apply to foreigners. You need to catch what's going on here, America, because it's about as clear as the nose on your face. So I just showed you what's required before someone votes in the United States. I showed you what is required in the state of Minnesota. But it's not applicable, say, these felon masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. That's not applicable to them. That's just applicable to you. And you pay for, say, these criminals called mayors. You pay for their education, which is indoctrination, and you pay for their health care. And keep in mind, these are the same people, folks, along with Congress and your senators, that approved Obamacare, and it's such a good idea, it doesn't apply to them, it just applies to us. They have the roles backwards. America, get your role in order. And set the record straight, because this is absolutely ridiculous. Well, one of the things they told us, too, friends, was that, you know, they're good people. They add these illegal citizens, they call them. They don't call them illegal. I did. They call them undocumented aliens. But they call them citizens. Folks, see, they've already pushed the envelope through the Hegelian dialectic. They've already pushed it 2 and 3 steps forward, because they feel that they can go ahead. They've been so emboldened, and a strength has been added to them because of the tolerance of the American people, that they're now calling these illegal aliens, illegal, I again added, which they are, these aliens, they're calling them citizens. And they're trying to get you now to believe that they contribute to society. Okay? These felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities want you to believe that they add and they contribute to our society. And they want you to believe that without you opening the door to illegals, unvetted, might I add, coming into their cities, that that's your principles. Those are your values. Those are your standards. They want you to believe everybody. No, folks, nobody's saying it except these paid actors called mayors. Okay? Well, let's take a look at some of these countries these illegal aliens are coming from. And by the way, let's just highlight, because everybody knows who's coming in, and everybody should know what Albert Pike said. He was a 33rd degree Mason. He was the one that said that we'll destroy the West with the use of the Muslims. By the way, Adolf Hitler did the same thing. And they're not just doing it in America. They're also not only trying to do it in America, but this is what they're doing over in Europe, in France, in Germany, in Denmark, so on and so forth. So let's just go to the facts. Let's go to the fact of the matter. When it comes to these felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities, how do they contribute to society and do they make us a better people? Well, let's just go over to some of those countries that are being plundered, because they're told, and they're being told, other countries are being told the same things that these felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities in America are doing over in their prospective countries. And what they want to do is they want to stack the cards against you so there's no power in your or your ability to stand up and resist. They want to belittle you, America. And I'll tell you, the way they've been doing that is attacking you through the state-controlled narrative. This is attacking you through political correctness, which is nothing short of a bunch of traitors to principles, friends. They're going after your free speech, which, by the way, if you check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's a brand new article out there right now on that very topic. Matter of fact, I will go over there really quick. We're doing live radio, friends. It was just posted by senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Free speech for me, but not for thee. Come on, America. Really? I mean, this is like kids talk. We're ruled by law. We're not ruled by opinion in this country. But you need to understand, this is about belittling the mass population in this country. And again, I want you to listen carefully. Less than 1.7% of the population is being used over the rest of us. If you're afraid, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, the wicked flee when none pursueth. What are you afraid of? What are you running from? And these felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities, and it's not just in America, but in other countries, they're scared to death that you're going to figure it out. But again, let's give you those facts, which are stubborn things, okay? And this is what they don't want you to hear. Well, I want you to hear it. So what we're going to do is we're going to come right back on the other side of this break, and I'm going to show you what these illegal citizens, as these felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities call them, and I'm going to show you exactly what these illegals are bringing with them and the crimes that they are committing against any and all people, namely the innocent people in these prospective countries. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so well, without belaboring that point, Bradley, let's get to it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. By the way, it's not just mayors, it's also governors, it's also senators, it's also congressmen and women. That are all in on this, friends, working for special interest groups as paid actors to upend your sovereignty. That's really what this is all about. And if it wasn't, then how do they justify this? Let's go to Denmark, okay? And we're talking about these illegal citizens. They call them citizens, illegal citizens that contribute to America. In Denmark, they brought in Muslims. 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. But these felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities want you to believe that, listen, these are the values of the people of Boston. Man, this is us. Everybody's welcome here. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm Mary. Marty Walsh, the mayor, called the executive order stopping funding. It's a defunding bill, right? On the expense, basically, of alluring these illegals into this country, said, if you want people to live here, and if they want to, they can live here. Walsh told reporters at a news conference, they can use my office. They can use any office in this building. Really? Well, if we look to Denmark, the same people he's talking about alluring into America have been brought into Denmark. And they found that 450% their ratio and percentage ratio, friends, of crimes, 450% more crimes were committed by Muslims than non-Muslims in their country. In Germany, let's look at these illegal citizens, say, felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. Well, let's go to Germany and see if it's true. Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. Wow. I mean, let's go back to Mayor Marty Walsh in Boston. Hey, Boston's people, Boston's strength, and Boston's values. He said this is everybody in Boston, man. You all agree with what I'm saying here. Come on, go relax. Go get a Coke and some pizzas or something, huh? Come on, I got this all in control. I got it all under control. Don't worry about anything. They're a peaceful people. They're great. Oh, come on over to Boston. Just so you all know, I represent all of you, and the media is helping me promulgate that lie. You just got to believe what we're saying, when in fact it's them and the media and those that are pulling the strings that are putting into the mouth of those actors called politicians that want you to believe what they say is true. Well, I'm giving you facts that are stacked up against their lies. Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. The same attitude of their supposed representatives in Denmark sold them and gave them the same Kool-Aid to drink that these felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities want you to believe. Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in just 6 months? These are the illegal citizens, say they, that contribute to this country. And apparently they're contributing to Denmark and Germany as well. Really? You can't make this stuff up, friends. What about Sweden? Let's go to Sweden. Because, again, they want you to drink the same Kool-Aid here that Sweden drank. Here, let me tell you if you want a drink of this. 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. Did you hear what I said? These illegal citizens that are contributing to Sweden, guess what? 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. That's 77% of all rapes were committed by Muslims, less than 2% of the population. You want me to say that again? These are the ones in Sweden that drank the Kool-Aid. And of course it was done by force. And, of course, the media was in on the kill. And so were the politicians, the paid actors that sold their people down the river to be assaulted. Hey, folks, it makes us safer to have these people. Look how they contribute to society. Everybody's welcome here. But, America, you're being sold the same thing by your politicians, paid actors, and in this case, felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities by saying, hey, these are Boston's people. This is Boston's strength, and this is Boston's values. Matter of fact, if these people want to come over here, that's all they got to do is, hey, listen, if they want to live here, they can live here. Right? Yeah, Walsh told reporters at a news conference, they can even use my office. They can use any office in this building, yeah. Matter of fact, I'll even order the pizzas. Is this you, Boston? Is this your strength? Is this the people of Boston? No. Is this your values, Boston? No. Yours is law, just like it is mine. And I want to tell you something while I'm on the radio. I am here not to change the law, but to magnify the laws of who we are to keep us free. Well, let's take a look at another country that sold the same thing that these felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities sold their people in their prospective countries. England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. Of course! Do you think they're not going to bring with them where they came from? You've got to be kidding. That's all they've got to give or to take. This is how they've been raised up. I remember one time this is the late 90s, I remember looking at my wife, and I just looked at a dude, and it was the first time that we were kind of being exposed to these people coming into this country. And I remember looking at my wife and I said, this man, he has gotten murder all over him. And little did I know, and I knew my discernment was on, I just couldn't put facts to what I was picking up at that particular time. But sure enough, friends, as we got into it, we started to see more and more and more and more again as to the fruit of these people. This is what they come from, America. England and Wales. These are the illegal citizens that are contributing to England and Wales. Over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. Less than 1 year. I'm about 45 minutes away from a town, city, that about 5 months, 6 months ago, a Muslim wanted to come in to the mall. And what he did is he randomly picked up a knife and started stabbing people that were working. Anybody that got in his way, he began to stab them until an off-duty police officer shot him down for the dog that he was. And he bled out on live cameras. What a message to send, huh? It puts things into perspective, doesn't it? But it also should put a huge question mark as to why your supposed representatives in this country want to disarm you before a people like this. I mean, that would be step two in questioning after step one. Why would they want them here in the first place? Well, that's how you plunder a nation. So let's go to another country, illegal citizens that contribute to America. Let's go to Belgium. Okay, now just keep in mind, their politicians over there were doing this, their paid actors were doing the same thing over there as they're doing here. Over there, they were the felons in their prospective countries masquerading as representatives for their country and causing them and wanting them to come into their country. I mean, look at Merkel, Angela Merkel, the prime minister over there. She hits the German flag and says that Germany belongs to Muslims. You heard me right. And then Time magazine shortly thereafter called her the person of the year. Folks, you need to understand that your country, the players behind your politicians, are the ones breeding this globally. And it's going to get out of hand. And people, now listen to me, because I was pondering this again. You need to understand, all of us, good, bad, evil, righteous, you need to understand, if the shit goes down, we all go down with it. Nobody is exempt. Did you hear what I said? Nobody is exempt. If you want to see how thorough God is in judgment, because that's what's happening in this country and in other countries. By the way, if you look at France and Germany, how didn't they dare and tempt the living God? How didn't they in France? How didn't they tempt the Lord their God? They were daring the justice of God and they got it. And so are you, America, by tolerating what I'm sharing with you right now. And it comes to your representatives once again. Because your representatives are the ones doing this, America. And it's American people, going back to the responsible party, that are allowing them to do the very things that I'm trying to prevent. Because prevention is better than cure. Let's go to Belgium. 35% of prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. Hey, do you remember when I shared with you yesterday, August 28th, 2015, Ted Cruz called out Barack Hussein Obama's administration? Obama released 104,000 criminal illegal aliens, including 196 murders, back onto the streets of America. America, you let them do it. Don't sit back and tell me you can't do anything about it. Oh, you have no idea. And your enemy knows it all the well. Illegal citizens that contribute. Let's go over to the UK. How did they contribute there? Well, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. By the way, you see the mayor over there? He's a Muslim now. I have a friend that's a pilot, flies over there all the time. He said it's getting worse and worse. The Muslim infiltration and population is driving everybody out of their prospective cities. Wow, and how are they behaving themselves? Well, they're not. They're spitting in the face of the people of those prospective countries. And again, keep in mind as to what those countries tolerated. They were advocating. They just gave everything a pass that God condemned. And friends, again, go to the Word of God, go to history, and don't doubt me, friends, because it's all there. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Dumping a lot of information on you today, friends. We're talking about felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities and exposing the lies, friends, and the truth of the matter. The opposite is true when these devils talk. Let's go over to illegal citizens that contribute. Well, let's go over to the UK. Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. Now, it's interesting also to note that in every prospective country that I've highlighted concerning their crimes and their prison population, those people in Denmark, Germany, Sweden, England and Wales, Belgium, UK, do you realize it's the people that are actually supporting those illegals that are coming into their country? Who's making them do that, friends? Who's making them flip the bill for 3 squares a day? Education, health care, you name it, friends. Well, let's go to the United States of America. So let's go to felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. Let's talk about how they're alluring them into the America that we know and how that they actually contribute to American society. You ready for this? In the United States of America, 91.4% of Muslim refugees, 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps. You're supplying their every need. 91, your sworn enemies in many cases. 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps. 68.3% are on cash welfare. Matter of fact, every once in a while, we'll go into this town that I was highlighting earlier where this Muslim thought he was going to take a knife and stab away at anybody and everybody until he was shot down in that mall. It's interesting to know. You'll see a lot of these Muslims, man, a lot of these individuals coming into America, they have a nicer vehicle than I do. And folks, I'm telling you what, most people would think I'm crazy for how much time we work over here. It's 24/7. We are all into what we do 100%. But it's like, man, they got some nice wheels. And I'm sitting here thinking about, okay, so I just filed my taxes and this is what I paid in taxes. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Where did all that money go? And then I look right next to me and I say, there it goes. There it is. This has got to stop. And that's why I'm on the radio today, America, saying this has got to stop. And what do? They come into America and they spit in the face of who we are. They're not here to assimilate. They're here to overthrow. Muslim migration has doubled in decades. Now listen to this. Just again, showing you how you've been lied to every step of the way. Muslim migration has doubled in the decades since September 11, 2001. How is that, friends? Who's doing that? Who's suing governors? Who's suing cities? I mean, under Barack Hussein Obama, he was going after anybody that would prevent these people from coming into the United States of America. And you knew that, America? Muslim migration has doubled in decades since September 11th. And 60% of migrants to America favor, listen to this, 60% of them, only to prove and solidify and to reinforce my point that I just made, 60% of migrants that come to America favor Sharia law. They want your land. They want everything you've got. Again, Deuteronomy 28. 15 through 68. Read the whole thing. Let me highlight this real quick, and I'm going to take my friend Tom from Baltimore. He's over on the East Coast out there. Hold on with me, Tom. There were 68.57 illegal aliens in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Arizona, compared to 54.6 citizens and legal non-citizens in prison for every 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens. There were 97.2 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in California, compared to 74.1% of citizens and legal non-citizens in prison per 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens. I don't mean to confuse you. But again, these are the illegals that you're being told by felons masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities that contribute to a society. There were 54.85 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Florida, compared to 67.8 illegals or legal immigrants in prison for every 100,000 legal immigrants. There were 168.75 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in New York, compared to 48.12% of legal immigrants in prison for every 100,000 legal immigrants. There were only 54 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Texas, compared to 65.43% of legal immigrants. I mean, folks, again, you can't make this up. And then I want you to listen to this, too, because it wasn't just what Ted Cruz said about what Barack Hussein Obama did, but let me give you exact numbers. It was the president that you believed was here as a lawful president named Barack Hussein Obama that released 165,900 contributors, illegals, back onto the streets of America. Listen to me. Now, let me give you the verbiage as to what the facts are. Jeopardizing the safety and the welfare of those who have a lawful God-given right to be here. In America, I want to tell you this. You're paying for all of it. You're paying for all of this. And this, of course, is when he's not commuting more contributors to societies, namely Muslim drug dealers. Matter of fact, Barack Hussein Obama commuted the sentences of 111 federal inmates in August, 96 of whom were in prison for cocaine trafficking. They must work for the CIA, who was busted smacking into the side of a mountain where when they went to find that plane that the CIA was flying, they didn't suspect that everybody was going to see that they were carrying 4 tons of cocaine back into America. Now, did they? Nope. But they did. So, again, America, you're told that you have a jihadi threat in this country. Who's alluring them in? Who's bringing them in? Who's fending for them? Who's lying for them? Your representatives. All away across the boards. So don't sit there and tell me how it's a foreign government doing to us what we see representatives, paid actors, felons masquerading as representatives in this country. So don't sit there and tell me, just let me remind you, don't tell me how we have a foreign threat in this country when we see, under Barack Hussein Obama it was, no question, and what we see as a threat is foreign to American government, no doubt about it. But I want to tell you why you haven't had such high stats concerning crimes from these Muslims yet. Because you're still an armed people. And they know that. They bring a knife to a gunfight, America, and it doesn't work out well for them. But again, keep in mind, you have your representatives, paid actors, felons, in many cases masquerading as representatives, alluring these people to come into your country, in spite of what the law says. Know what the law says. We highlighted that on yesterday's show. We're going to take Tom from Baltimore, speaking to the East Coast. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing good. We got about 2 minutes, and I'll give it to you.
I'll make it real quick. If anyone doubts that this government is not aware of what's coming, I can tell you for a fact that they do. We have a State Department. They have good relations in a country where I used to work as a police officer, and that's in the Netherlands. In the 90s, national citizenship and integration policy in the Netherlands was probably among the most tolerant of anywhere in the world, where we took everybody. Dutch policy, of course, had to react to the reality of the situation. And we had basically two parties like we have here, a leftist party and a more conservative one. The folks on the left, the Bleeding Hearts, they wanted to promote citizenship for everyone. Just come here and we'll make you citizens and then you'll be loyal to us in the Netherlands. Well, it didn't work out that way. The conservatives knew it would not work out that way. And it was a disaster. I was over there in 96, and between 90, I would say around 91 and 97, the left had their way. Just the complete toleration of dual nationalities and large-scale naturalizations. It peaked at over almost 100,000 by 96. Nearing 97, 80,000. And they weren't integrating. They were rotten people. In fact, we started as police doing something called sending them in a southerly direction. You remember the old West when you would give a guy till midnight to get out of town? We'd put him on a train and send him in a southerly direction to Belgium. And that's how we started to get rid of them. Now they have actual policies to do that. The United States knows what happened there, and they know what's coming here. You're right.
Thank you, Tom, from Baltimore, for your call. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.